You're listening to the Family of Tageda podcast. Message from Leica. Deuce, directed energy weapons.
Beloved ones of light and power. In this communication we will address the subject of direct energy weapons from the perspective of the Galactic Federation and those that are truly in charge of the outcome of Earth. The Cabal would have you cower in fear as technology has allowed for ongoing destruction of your planet. Know in truth that the shift will happen in the blink of an eye before allowing the utter collapse of your world. Many of you receiving this message fully understand the perimeters and methods of destruction caused by direct energy weapons. We will briefly review aspects that are carried out for the understanding of those not familiar with these operations. This is a military-grade force that is within the reach of many that are well-intended as well as those with evil intentions to control and destroy portions of humanity as they comb through areas and attack. How are these operations performed and what is the outcome? China, the United Kingdom, the United States of America, India, Israel, Pakistan, France, Russia, Turkey, Iran, and Germany have the capability to destroy large populations as well as causing disease and dissemination of land and animals. Fires throughout miles of terrain, volcanoes, tsunamis, and earthquakes are at the planning disposal of the Dark Cabal. Having military training, the Dark Souls operate outside of the cooperation of those protecting humanity. It is the abolishment of the Cabal that will end the plan to destroy all life. This is where the light forces enter. This is who we are in this moment. The power that is used is absolute and infinite. We prevail over any darkness that man can conjure up to hurt others. It can be stopped in 1 second. So why is it allowed? We will probe this as we move further in communication. Never fear, for we are in control. As these methods of warfare have been used and approved by military in order to gain traction, these operations of destruction were never meant to harm those outside of the focus target. War is never the answer, and yet those on Earth seem to repeat this atrocity in cycles of destruction. Peace is the only way to have a meaningful life and existence. Dues can focus the management of power by the intent that is desired. In times of war, this movement can be in a range from denying access to a location to completely destroying all that is in the path. With laser focus, the target is hit. Military forces are trained to complete each task that is commanded. But what about the innocent that are targets of darkness without a war of known declaration? Has your country known and experienced destruction when there was never a reason explained? All man-made explosions of light and lasers will be seen from the direction of planes, jets, and explosives being dropped or sent as missiles. These missions of power can send drones and aircraft invading areas of airspace into pieces of debris. Your skies are protected from spy balloons and aircrafts not approved. So why are the locations of operation invaded by such anomalies? Could it be that your own government has approved the destruction of your country? Is it obvious to you by now that governments are full of the Dark Cabal? Review the history of your country of life and discover that in the last 20 years there have been fires that caused desolation and homelessness. Animals have run through burning debris as they searched for refuge and air to breathe. Tsunamis, earthquakes, and volcanoes have erupted and many perished with no one explaining the sudden destruction. While there are accidents with fire, and nature erupts with floods and earth shifting, know in truth that many disasters were intentionally set in motion with dues. Those desiring to destroy your planet are many. But our power is greater. Dues use electromagnetic energy that is sent as lasers and powerful waves that destroy everything in the path of focus. The unfortunate truth for humanity lies in the fact that all of you are open targets. In recent moments you are receiving threats of cyber attacks that would immobilize your communication with internet, accessing pharmacies, and the ability to buy food and all necessities. The ongoing threat of misguided dues is an issue that cannot be denied. In 2014, The Malaysia Flight 370 was a target of DUs by China operatives that desired only destruction. With a precision hit, the plane blew into pieces. The capture by surveillance noted circling of lights. As we revealed in prior communications, the Galactic Federation collected souls from the aircraft that were observed as frequencies of light. The topic of lights and lasers has become popular with many seeking answers. The recent lights noted in green are clearly focused from high above the area in laser projections towards the ground. These trajectories are from focused DUs that are meant to harm others. While noting these sightings in areas around the planet, not all of these seen will destroy land or people. There is a scanning of areas that could be chosen in outages of many types. The Cabal never stops planning the next attack. The Galactic Federation has allowed this to go on for the entirety of the present waking dream. Before technology reached the place of the possibility of nuclear war, the light forces monitored all aspects of life. Nothing will ever destroy the planet, as the Galactic Federation would never allow this. But for the reason of free will in the remaining moments of duality, darkness will continue to unfold. In 1 second, the portal of light and sound will cover the Earth. The grand shift of the ages is imminent. Until the final moment, live well as you focus on what is true and significant. The shift to sheen will leave darkness behind. Live your life as though the next moment is the beginning of your life in sheen. The end will be the beginning. Niki Maiya, I love you so. Leica.